Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. We bring simulcast on about 400 stations worldwide, including iHeartRadio, Newsmax, and also ABC Radio, what they call Dead Time. It'll be on there. We will also be on the other national and international radio stations around the world. So welcome all the new listeners, the millions and millions of people here that we are getting to. I also want to welcome a new listener. Christina is listening from my partner and coach out at work. She is now listening to the show, and we're welcoming her to the board. And she is a good. She will talk to me tomorrow, I guess, on what we did on the show. But anyway, I want to do that. A couple of things going on. I want to congratulate the Republican Party for voting. We have actually took the House. Yes, with 220 or 221, we expect to be around 230 or 223 or something like that, somewhere in that area, about 221 to 223. But what's unique is that for the first time in decades, the Republican House seats across the country had 5 million more votes than Democrats. And that's never happened in years. So, yeah, there is a right way for that thing. I also want to congratulate the citizens of Florida and the state itself for having the fortitude to make Florida free, and Governor DeSantis and the way he is doing his work and making Florida the best state in the country by far. We have basically what they call a supermajority in the House, supermajority in the Senate here in the state of Florida. That gives Governor DeSantis a carte blanche and thinks what he needs to do. And before I bring on my co-host, right now the Congress, the Senate, is trying to pass a bill that will make it a nationwide law or codify safe-sex marriage, which, by the way, will be challenged in court and will probably be stricken down as unconstitutional, because federalizing marriage is violation of the 10th Amendment and the antitrust clause. So there's a lot of different things there. It will get struck down by the courts. It's a state's rights issue. It's not a federal issue. The same thing with abortion. It's a state right issue, not a federal issue. That's why the Supreme Court struck out Roe v. Wade, because it shouldn't be legislated or judiciated from a bench or legislated from the bench at a federal level. It should go directly to the states under the Constitution of the United States. And the same thing should do with safe-sex marriage that Schumer's trying to get a hold of and try and pass it through. And what's a shame is that there's a number of Republicans voted for it in that thing, in the actual prelude to the actual vote, which would be the end of the week. It was 67 to 33. That means 17 Republicans voted for this cockamamie bill. That is a mistake. They haven't learned, and that's the thing. So now let me bring on Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing very well. I was just thinking about you were talking about DOMA. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And that was the Supreme Court threw that out. Okay?
Right.
So the government doesn't need to be involved in marriage. It's not their job.
It's a state's issue. It's not a federal issue. And they're doing this for a vote, and it's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It should go directly to the state.
It's like the stealing loans,
same thing. Exact same thing.
Okay.
And, you know, all these stupid people.
It will be contested.
Yeah. All these stupid people. Yeah, all these stupid people that voted for Democrats because they were going to get a freebie on the school loan, the college loans, turned out to be unconstitutional. They got screwed.
There weren't that many of those, okay? Maybe a third.
But it doesn't matter. The idea of getting something free. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I got breaking news for Arizona. Looks like there's a judge that is in the process of called the election disqualified, and he is ordering to do the governor's race, the Senate race, as well as the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, the whole statewide area to be redone. Kathy Hobbs. Is going to end up going to a prison cell for fraud and for there's an ethics violation, some other stuff.
Well,
but
collusion. She's secretary.
You cannot certify your own elections.
You can't certify yourself.
No, and that's illegal. And that is that's disqualified by the judge.
She's going to get away with that. What is she kidding?
Too many people. That's
my
up in the
Dell
air.
Would have opened his mouth. Because he's there. He's got it all going on.
Yeah, all are there and stuff. But right now, that election in Arizona is going to be redone.
Did you say 17 Senate or House voted for that LGBTQ bill? Which one? House?
17 Senate. 17 Republicans voted for it. It was 67.
Seriously? That's the swamp?
Yeah.
Those are the swamp.
Right.
Wow.
A lot of them are gone in January.
I'm 33 didn't vote for.
Right.
So how many new are coming into the class come now, added to the 33 that are America first?
About 8 or 10. But it doesn't matter. The point is,
okay, so
is that they will
have majority of votes. The swamp won't have the majority.
No,
right?
The swamp won't have the majority. No, they'll end up.
Okay, and
Mr. McConnell
is a crook.
He's
that
not going to. No,
so
he's done. Mr. McConnell is done. Rick,
him and
Kevin let's
are
make this official. Let's make this really big news. I know there's certain people that do not like Rick Scott. But guess what? He is going to the minority leader in the Senate. He is replacing Mitch McConnell. So deal with
it. Well, actually, if there's going to be that Arizona election, is that going to be a same-day election? No early, no crap, no bullshit, right?
Right. Same-day election.
Okay.
Now, there's also other news.
So how do we know that same day they're not going to steal?
Because we have people monitoring, including the military. We're watching it, all right?
Okay.
And it's not
so
no mail-in ballots. No mail-in ballots. It's gotta be in person, and it's gotta be in-person ballots, in person. No mail-in, no computer, just paper ballots with a thumbprint and a photo ID.
Okay. What's going on in Nevada as far as that election?
Laxalt conceded. It's a done deal. He conceded today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He. They looked at everything, and there's no way of doing anything. So he conceded.
Did they steal?
I don't think so. We were looking at it, and it looks like everything's legit so far.
We took the governor's, right? We took the governor's.
Yeah, the governor. We took the governor's seat. They're changing that law. We got the governor there.
Okay, and now let's switch over to Georgia. So we have.
Now we got good news. Good news for there. The courts ruled that. There is no early voting. There's a holiday. This Thanksgiving early voting was supposed to start on Wednesday, actually, next Wednesday. And then it was closed for Thursday and Friday and Saturday because it's a holiday. There's a holiday on Saturday. So basically,
there is no early voting. So
there's the Democrats lost out. So the December 6th, there's only a week. They only have a week to vote. Okay, that's it. And that's all it is. And they can't.
Why do they have early voting? Why can't it be same day voting?
Everything's got to be certified. Thumbprint. Early voting's got to be signature verified with a print. And our social security number and the print, and no mail-in ballots except only absentee ballots, and direct voting. That's it. There is nothing else. Anything else will be thrown out. Democrats tried to sue, boy, they lost. So that's it. With that in mind, Warnock already pretty much said that we're going to lose this because of that. And, he is going to lose that because there's also other stuff in there.
You think, let's flip back to Arizona. Now that they're going to disqualify this election from the 8th, and we're going to have a new election one day. So how do you think Masters and Kelly, what do you think is going to happen there?
Masters, we expect Masters to win that. And we also expect, and plus you got also what else is coming on is that because of the threats by the Democrats to both Sinema and Manchin, they both said point blank to Schumer, we are switching parties. We're in the process of doing that.
So we'll have those two, Masters and Herschel.
We'll have
52-48.
It'll be 54-46. Republican in about a month.
Okay, now
by
let's
January,
look at
by
Mitch
January.
McConnell.
Mitch McConnell has been fired. Rick Scott is going to be taken as the leader of the Senate.
I want to know the 17 that voted. Was that Joni Ernst and Collins and McCarthy?
No, I don't know. No. I don't know. I don't have the list because, again, I was working. I just know what the total was.
I got a better one. Did you hear that the Mormon Church in Utah is recognizing same-sex marriage?
I doubt that is true. No, I think that's false, and they denied it.
Okay, so that was false.
That happens.
Fake news. And that's
a lot
news
of fake news. Do not, you know, if you want real news, go to Truth Social, go to RSBN, and double-check that.
That's about
Telegram.
Newsmax is starting to fall off the scale there.
Newsmax is better than Fox. But sometimes they get it wrong, too. And sometimes they misspell things.
Is OAN still playing?
Yeah, One America News Network, OANN. Yeah, they're still good, if you can get them. You can get them online, if you have an app. You know, now, before we get into what happened yesterday and other things, we want to take a pause right now to remember a guy named LeBeau, Corporal LeBeau. Robert Clary passed away this afternoon at, I believe, age 97. I believe he is the last of the Hawkins Heroes crew that just passed away. I don't think there's anyone that's still alive that I remember.
Oh, he's with the gang.
Yes, he's with the gang. Now LeBeau is cooking for the gang.
Right.
But LeBeau, what's unique about LeBeau, about Robert Clary, is that he really was a World War II person. He really was in a concentration camp at one time. He was a big-time actor that saved him. And he worked in a lot of different movies besides the TV show, Hogan's Heroes. One of the big movies he did was with George C. Scott in a movie about a Zeppelin that blew up. Okay? In New Jersey.
Okay.
All right? Yes. And he was in there. Okay? He was in that one. There was a bunch of others that he's done. But he actually is a good cook. He was funny, and he was serious, and he played all kinds of stuff.
He had a cooking show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now,
he will be missed. My condolences to the family.
Now, going to what happened last night. Last night, let's make it this official. We are now in the middle of Trump 2024. It's official last night. In fact, I posted about an hour or two before the actual announcement that he filed the paperwork with the FCC. He sent me and other news agencies copies of the paperwork his filing of the FCC on his presidential run. So I posted, as soon as I got wind, minutes after I posted on social media, and then everybody else followed suit. Now,
You remember his speech last night, the national greatness?
Right.
They think, the whole thing, that's his new slogan and brand, and it's not.
It's MAGA, make America great again.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
National greatness is
a slogan. That is how stupid and moronic they are.
No, okay, it's not the slogan, but it's the idea. Look, national greatness.
It is.
Okay.
Of
Don't you think that we as America believe in greatness, believe that we are the best there is? Our freedoms and stuff.
Exactly.
You don't need to, you really don't need to scam or grift or do anything to things. What you need to do is just work hard. We in this country give you opportunities for you to fulfill those passions and dreams without trying to con others to give you things for nothing. But the point is we have the nation to dream and fulfill those dreams.
Endless possibilities of ideas and dreaming and an imagination. And that is wonderful because we have our Bible, our Constitution, which gives us the freedom to live life in such greatness.
Yeah, and today, talking about dreams, following the passions and dreams, Artemis took off today, blasted off today to head to the moon to put another flag up there. And that's part of dreaming, because what's this unique about that is that President Trump said his plan is to, in the near future, to have a man to put his place of the American flag on Mars. Artemis is a step one towards that. And that's what this is. And that's part of the dream. Follow the dreams, passions and stuff. You know?
Exactly.
What we do today, what we're doing in this country now, and trying to get freedom as opposed to government controlling everything will set the pace for future Americans and future people to design and grow, and astronauts and ideas and planning, scientists, medical, whatever. The little kids of today, of today, we're building the foundation for those newborns to, when they get old enough, to fulfill their passions and dreams.
To boldly go
and that's
no
what we're doing.
Or no man has gone before.
Right.
And that's what it is. Okay? We do the speed of light now. We could do that.
We could do I read that we could do Mark 23. I don't know if that's true or not, but the book that I read, his information is usually pretty good. He's right up there, you know.
Star Trek, some of that Star Trek stuff pushed an imagination and
our computers today, the cell phones, the TV sets, the smart stuff,
for Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball gave a man called Gene Roddenberry an opportunity to create a TV show called Star Trek. And
no else is
to boldly go where no man has gone before, and the props and the special effects get lit.
No else was a big volunteer person in imaginations and stuff. Rod Serling.
Absolutely.
Probably so.
And you know, George Lucas, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right. Steven Spielberg. I'm just saying, it started.
But these are
Lucy and Desi created such a thing. They don't know that today there is actual real product from a TV show that just were props.
That's it. By the way, last night's speech, the announcement set records for Rumble with RSBN. They had over 4 million people watching it on RSPN Network on Rumble yesterday. Not counting the millions and millions of people that were watching it on Newsmax, C-SPAN, and everywhere else. The networks that didn't carry, they lost big, and they better start waking up, because if they don't start carrying this, they will miss the ball, and they will go out of business they're going to lose the ratings.
I got a good joke for you, Okay, so say Joe Biden runs again, right? And he picks a VP, and he's going to pick, say he picks John Fetterman, right? You know what their campaign slogan is going to be? It's a no-brainer.
I got another one.
No brains. What?
I got another one called, if they pick those two, it's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah, but no, seriously, you know, Joe Biden didn't know where he was. Yeah. Joe Biden
The criminal families.
Right. Well, they're going to get into trouble anyway in the next few weeks. If I come January 3rd, that's the end of them anyway. But anyway, going on with the announcement yesterday, there was about 400 or 500 people in the ballroom. You can only fit about that, here or take. You know, you haven't been in the ballroom. I have. It's beautiful with the crystal chandelier and the tile and everything, the carpets and stuff, and all the decorations and stuff. But and then you go outside to the pool area and the front area and stuff like that.
I told you what I liked about the ballroom was the floor, the marbleized floor. That was gorgeous. The way everything just shined in it. It was beautiful. Very nice. Okay, and you know what else was great about last night? Barron Trump. He looked so cute. Okay.
That guy is a basketball player by God, but you know he's 6'7", 6'8", 6'7", something like that. 60 years old.
He's as tall as your brother. You know that.
Yeah, I know. He's exactly tall as my brother. Sorry,
and he looks
but,
great. He looks so handsome. He grew into a gorgeous young man.
The thing is, I don't know what his interests are really, so we'll see where that goes.
Nobody
but does. The thing is that he was campaigning, he was shaking people's hands, he was acting professional, really campaigning nice.
And
he was doing great.
And talking and
he's happy.
It was wonderful. And
he started to get into it. Yeah.
He did. And you know, he's changed from when first to 9 years old, 7 years later.
Yeah.
16,
yep.
And he's thinking about his wife. And Melania looked great. You know, it was a great night. And everybody was there to support him. Roger Stone was there. Some people from Congress.
Mike Lindell
was there. Dick Morris was there. I'm sure.
You see how short Dick Morris is? He's got to be about 5'2", 5'3".
He's never a tall person.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Still selling that book. You know, and the children were there, and it was good, and he looked happy to announce. And it was
He made it, and this is very important. It's not about
message.
Yeah, and the message is that we as an individual could do better than we are, and we were at this point, like he put it, he said that all Biden had to do was to sit back and let things run, and he'll be great. But he didn't do it. He decided to dismantle everything.
They want us in terror. They want us to suffer, and then you can see it. They're doing it on purpose.
Right.
I read today that somewhere out in the Middle East, they're cutting back on oil production. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, they're doing that on purpose because they're spiking.
Yeah.
It's snow. It was snowing because when I talked to some people in Illinois today, because I was working for WTTW and doing their thing with them. And by the way, that's a public TV type of thing, and we're working on their campaign. But the point is, people I was calling, like in Chicago, Illinois area, around that area, it was snowing. And one of the people we're talking to, he said that, you know, we're kind of early to shovel snow, but we're going to have a white Thanksgiving. But the thing is, it's snowing, and it's cold. And the heating oil, the heating oil, to fill up the burners, the stuff to the boilers, to heat up the homes.
The furnace,
it's cheaper to buy. It's, Right. It'll be cheaper to buy wood and have a wood burning furnace or a fireplace than it is to buy oil, because they can't afford to buy enough oil to fill the furnace, to fill the oil, the boiler.
You need to chop down the trees in your backyard.
Yeah, because they can't afford it. It'll cost them thousands upon thousands of dollars to stay warm this winter, and that's in the Midwest or the Northeast and stuff. And these
people
are crazy enough. Again, these people are stupid people to keep voting for Democrats instead of voting for another stuff. It's dumb.
How is that possible?
Because they're not thinking about, they're not looking at qualifications of a particular candidate. All they see is that little D or big D next to a person, and they'll vote for that. It could be, like I said the other day, it could be Adolf Hitler.
So
they'll vote for as long as it's Democrat.
Who do they think? Who do they think is creating this terror?
They don't think. They're robots. They're sheep. They're slave laborers. They're sheep. They're robots.
They got a pot to piss in, and they don't think that their own party's doing it to them.
Because they don't think. All they think about
things.
It's like Chicago. That one of the highest crime areas in the country. People dying every day. Black crime. And yet they keep voting for losers to be mayor.
And it's just so corrupt. And they like it because they make a lot of money and they live in this nice big mansions and have lots of food and it's warm and it's cozy. And they're constituents are suffering and they love it. They want them to suffer. I can't figure that out, man. How anybody would want to suffer. I don't. No. You know what?
It's a bunch
of malarkey. They're not helping them. They're not giving them stuff. They're drying them up.
If you want to join our conversation, give a call at 515-602-9657. And thank you so much for.
I'm so happy. I live in the great free state. I do.
Yeah, we live
I'm
on the
so
best
happy
state in
Governor,
the
country. We have Governor DeSantis, good man, great family, great role model. Knows where he's going, knows what he's doing, and he.
We won every county. When he won the governorship, we won every county but Broward County.
We live in Cook County.
Yeah, but we did pick up some votes, and we did take some things up, and there are some seats have changed around.
School boards.
In here. School boards, yes. With that in mind, the school board the other night called a 5-4 to fire the superintendent of schools, which is plan number one. That's another one of my deals that I was working on. As many people know, we were going to get rid of Runcie, which we did. We were going to get rid of all the school board members that promote CRT and sexual changes and all that type of stuff when we did. And now we just got rid of the superintendent of schools. So we did a clean house. And this is very important because next week when all the new members of the school board, including my friend Beverly Pham, who we already know who's we're working on who's going to be the new superintendent of schools, they're going to look outside the state, which is fine. But no, they're looking at people that do not indoctrinate our kids. And we're going to stop and not look in left-wing bullshit, and that's where they're doing it. I actually would like to nominate Beverly's fam that, Mr. Robert Sutton, for superintendent of schools. I think he would make a good superintendent of schools. That's local candidate. There was another one that was voted down, but we're putting in next week Bob Sutton's name and see if that works.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Yep. No else would be good, believe it or not. Andrew Pollack.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He suggested to Gregory Tony.
I can't attack him because he signed off on my name to Tony. Signed off on my name to Ron DeSantis, to Governor DeSantis.
What was Jesse Melton? She lives in Broward.
In Palm Beach County. She lives in Boca.
Does it matter?
Not really, but Jesse would be a good person. But she wants to do that.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't want any of the swamp.
No.
We don't have that many great people living here. How about Gabe?
Gabe Guerrero is a lawyer, immigration lawyer, and he's a biker. He's not a teacher or anything. Know who would be good if she was older and a little more set up? Emily.
Yeah.
But she could do it.
What's the difference? She's 30.
Yeah, no, she's 30. She's 31 in a couple months. But the point is, I'm not so sure. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that she wants to teach anymore. She's like, I think she's into other stuff right now. I know she's favoring a lot of stuff out of Georgia. So I don't know because her brother's there.
You think she's leaving the county?
I don't know. Her mother and father's still here. I don't know. But everything is Georgia. Right now she's into the Georgia Bulldogs.
She'd be leading.
Yeah.
And she is a leader.
I don't know.
She is a leader. She has that in her.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ask her.
I will do that.
All she can say is no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
But she can craft and sculpt a whole platform for education here in the county, okay? And I think she would do a wonderful job. She's very meticulous and technical about stuff like that, okay? When she works with the babies, she put together a good curriculum for the children.
DeSantis made a comment today. Not on Trump stuff, but he made a comment today and say that it's been 8 days and you still guys are counting votes in Arizona and other places.
Yeah.
We do it in an hour. Why don't you take a look at how we do our stuff and then do it yourself.
Right.
You know, that type of stuff.
Well, we had voter integrity here. I don't know what happened in the other states, okay, because we can't mother everybody. But to put together teams, I don't understand what these people were doing. Did they not know what to do?
I don't know. But anyway,
they need
that's
voter integrity school?
Yeah, they need
a manual? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. What was that? Ringo Barr?
My sneeze. No, I tried to sneeze.
Ringo Barr.
I sneeze. But anyway,
can we have a tune?
Yeah.
What do we have on the thing there? How about the Youngbloods? Get together. Do we have that? Let's get together.
We got We the People, Coming to America, Queen is Clearwater, Eye of the Tiger, Get Together. You want to get to that?
Play Coming to America. I like that.
Family
too.
Tomb. Oh, okay.
Yeah, play Neil. Please.
That's Coming to America, Neil Diamond. They are coming to America to follow the American dream, because this is the nation where people can dream and succeed in their dreams as long as government get out of the way. We need to stop having D.C.-itis, and these people in D.C., they need to stop getting our way. That's why states' rights is very important. The 10th Amendment was
put
in there.
Yeah, but both sides are doing it.
I
got
know.
The fake Republicans at the end of the entire swamp.
That's
terrible.
Right. And that's what's destroying that dream.
He didn't want to give Masters $1 to help him, but gave it to a woman who lost.
Yeah,
he didn't want to help anybody. He hates Trump so much. He hates this country. Because we're about the country. That means he hates our country.
Right.
So,
see,
if he hates our country, why is he here?
He's not. When his term is up, he will lose. But meanwhile, he's not going to be
minority.
Yeah,
but that's not for another 4 years.
He's still not going to be
4 years of it.
Doesn't matter. He's not going to be in charge. He's not going to be the minority leader. Rick Scott is. For those who hate Rick Scott, I know somebody that does, and Rick Scott is going to be the minority leader and will be the majority leader in two years. So we will see where it goes, and we got this done right. And we're going to take care of him.
He has 4 years of He ran in 2020 and suckered Trump for an endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, he's a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, he's done. When he's done. But
I don't.
And,
I think he's gonna be. He's gonna do play for pay to be the majority leader.
Minority leader, and right now. But he's going to
come January.
If everything works, it could be
majority.
Once everything gets set up, right?
He's the minority leader right now.
Right, but he's about to lose his seat on that. So that's the thing, because they're going to vote
January 1st.
January 3rd.
Right. So they'll vote a new thing in January. What are they voting for now?
Right now, it's just a prelim stuff, and I don't know why they did it.
You
most
can't
people think they should have
something because people won't be there. It'll be a totally different.
Is it right? So it's a joke. It's a joke. Don't worry about it.
He is a joke.
But,
let me ask you: is he a traitor? Can we prove he's a traitor?
I think he's just a. I see. He's a swamp rat, and that's all that is.
He should be audited.
Yeah, they all should be.
No.
Well, the best thing is we
Kevin
got rid
McCarthy.
Of Nancy.
So, what's the story in the House? Are we going to have Kevin McCarthy, the swamp rat, who supported Liz Cheney?
No, you're going to have someone else. What's his name? Biggs from Arizona. He's the one that's in charge. And this guy Biggs from the congressman out of Arizona. He is from the Freedom Caucus.
Okay.
He's the one.
What happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan?
They're in the run, I think, for different things. I know that Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz are going after Hunter Biden and the other stuff, and they're part of it. They want to be the committee heads for there. If they become Speaker, they lose that type
Hunter
of
Biden
opportunity.
Hunter Biden left the country. He's not even here.
Biden's here. He's in D.C. But the point is...
So Mitt Romney is upset...
Because Trump announced?
Why?
Because he's a swamp rat. He figures if Trump is gone, he could get away with stealing millions from taxpayers. They all thought. Every politician, whether it be Democrat, Republican, that's what the rats do. He doesn't give a shit about
money.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care. He likes the prestige. He likes the stuff that goes along with that.
And hang out with his wife, who has MS, and just live happily ever after.
I don't think he cares about her either. Look, government's corrupt, and when you give power to
corrupt
politicians, become
it's
absolutely
not government.
Corrupt.
People, individuals,
yeah.
Individuals are corrupt.
All parties. That's why a lot of people. That's why a lot of people went independent, because they couldn't steal, take this to garbage that went on both ways.
It doesn't change the two-party system.
No, but what it does do is that affects races. If you go in third-party candidates, it does affect races. So you need to find ways to...
They're not winning. They're just taking votes away, making sure idiots don't win.
And that idiots win and that the good people lose.
But they're
That's
winning
what
anyway. I still can't understand how Gretchen Whitmer won.
Scarlett, there's some problems. There are some problems in Michigan. We found out yesterday. They're going to do some auditing in the next few days on certain things. She didn't concede.
They went out and pussy out, man.
No, Tudor Dixon did not concede. She's got lawsuits pending. Same thing. And of course, we tell people, do not concede. If you lose by a point or two, do not concede until we get the election integrity people dialed and do it right. Because
why didn't Lexalt wait?
We did an audit in it, and he did lose.
He really lost?
It wasn't a steal.
You're telling me Reno and Las Vegas made him lose?
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes,
sense.
People vote not by intelligence. They vote by party line.
The majority of Nevada is red.
Not all of them. Not Vegas, not Reno, not Vegas.
I looked at the map of voting of area and checked out the population, blue versus red.
Reno and
Las Vegas. The rest was red.
Yeah, but the population said this is the two left-wing areas. That's what did it.
Makes no sense. It would have been more population in the whole red. I'm telling you, it makes
it's
no
not.
Sense.
It was, no,
who
it is
in Las Vegas? Las Vegas is
about
a hotel.
Let's put it this way: there's about 5 million people between in Vegas, and maybe another 4 million in Reno, and then there may be 2 or 3 million the rest of the state. That's why.
Wow. Well,
that's how it works. That's why population. Let's look at New York. Look at New York. New York has 6 or 7 million in New York City, the five boroughs, and maybe another.
Zeldin had 37% of the five boroughs.
That's good. He needed 40.
But he didn't win.
No, he needed 40%. He got 37. But he did bring down, his coattails were good enough to win 11 seats in the House in the New York area.
Okay.
So it was.
Is he still
things.
A congressman, or his job is over at the end of December?
His job is over at the end of December, but he is going to be the new RNC chairman.
Oh, Roni McDaniel, what a work she is!
She lost her position this time around, and she's going to lose to Lee Zeldin.
Cool.
Which is a good
how do
thing.
You become the? How do you? How does that work? Becoming the head of the RNC.
Through community meetings, similar to what you do when you run for chairman and the board of RECs, the same idea.
Okay,
you sign up as a member.
Are you friends with Lee Zeldin?
Yeah.
So can he come down here and check out the R2 people here in Broward County?
He is going to work with me, and when I run for the head of the Broward County committee man thing what's his name?
We need to clean up BRAC.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Powers, who's the chairman of BRAC, is being manipulated by Richard DiNapoli. And Richard DiNapoli is the committee man.
Okay.
I put my hat in there to be official in January when they start, when we file the paperwork. You get on the ballot. It doesn't cost you anything to get on the ballot. The only thing is just to sign the form and you're on the ballot, and then you just go campaigning out, and that's it. It's a it's a volunteer job. You don't
get paid for it. But he's going to buy the vote. Hold it, stop. He's going to buy the votes.
Yeah, but we actually got campaign people that will back us in that type of situation, and we will be able to get our resources based on that backing.
Does Richard DiNapoli have a ground game? Does Richard DiNapoli have a ground game?
No. He only has his name and that's the committee. That's it. He doesn't have a ground game. He's a lawyer that throws money around. That's it.
So he does play for pay.
Yeah. Anyway, we got less than 4 minutes.
Okay, hold it. I want to wish everybody a great week. Be safe. God bless America. Happy about President Trump announcing that he's running for president again. Go get him. And God bless America. And I'll be back on Sunday. And everybody take care. Bye.
And again, we'll see you on Sunday. And I want to thank everybody for listening and from all the networks. Thank you again. And have a great evening. And we'll see you on Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the